Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Gimel. Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin. I want to wish everybody Chag Sameach, Gut Amoed. This is going to be an abbreviated session, the 3 points in the Siman, just to facilitate getting the material done over the course of the Chag and prepared for Yantav. So here we go. The 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara questioned whether one may place a pot of food next to the outer wall of a kira that had neither grufa or ketumah, was neither shoveled or banked, and brings the following brisa for a conclusive ruling. The brisa states that one may place food next to a kira that was heated with gefas or wood, but may not keep food on top unless it was grufa or ketumah, it was shoveled and banked. So we see from this brisa that it's permitted to place food next to the kira, even if there was no grufa or ketumah. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Oshia that if one did ketumah in a kira and it flared up again, one may leave hot water and fully cooked food on it. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Oshia needed to teach us this, since we might have thought that once the kira flared up again, it reverts to its original status as a kira that had no ketumah, and it would therefore be forbidden to leave food on it that improves while it condenses. That's mitzdamek v'yafalo. And point number three, Rav Nachman ruled that one cannot leave a food that improves as it condenses, that's mitzdamek v'yafalo, on a kira without ketumah, but one may leave a food that deteriorates as it condenses, that's mitzdamek v'ralo. And Rav Nachman further clarifies that as a general rule, anything that contains flour deteriorates as it condenses. It's mitzdamek v'ralo. All right, so let's review. Point number one, the Gemara questioned whether one may place a pot of food next to the outer wall of a kira that had neither grufa or ketumah, that was neither shoveled or banked, and brings the following brisa for a conclusive ruling. The brisa states that one may place food next to a kira that was heated with gefas or wood, but one may not keep food on top unless it was grufa or ketumah, that was shoveled or banked. So we see from this brisa that it is permitted to place food next to the kira even if there was no grufa or ketumah. Point number two, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Oshia that if one did ketumah in a kira and it flared up again, one may leave hot water and fully cooked food on it. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Oshia teaches this, since we might have thought that once the kira flared up again, it reverts to its original status as a kira that had no ketumah and would therefore be forbidden to leave food on it, then improves while it condenses. That's mitzdamek v'yafalo. And point number three, Rav Nachum ruled that one cannot leave a food that improves as it condenses, that's mitzdamek v'yafalo, on a kira without ketumah, but one may leave a food on it that deteriorates as it condenses. That's mitzdamek v'ralo. And Rav Nachman further clarifies that as a general rule, anything that contains flour deteriorates as it condenses. It's mitzdamek v'ralo. All right, so now we go to our simon. The simon for Lamed Zayin is laser tag. Laser tag. So here goes. The laser tag trip in the matzah bakery went from bad to worse when the kids hiding next to the walls of the unbanked kira were almost burned by flames that suddenly flared up, and all the dishes containing flour started to deteriorate. Once again, in slow motion. The laser tag trip. Laser tag, that means we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The laser tag trip in the matzah bakery went from bad to worse when the kids hiding next to the wall of the unbanked kira, which reminds the Gemara question whether one may place a pot of food next to the outer wall of a kira that had neither grufa or ketumah, was neither shoveled or banked, and brings the following brisa for a conclusive ruling. The brisa states that one may place food next to a kira that was heated with gefas or eitzim, but one may not keep food on it unless there was a grufa or ketumah, was shoveled and banked. We see from this brisa that it is permitted to place food next to the kira even if there was no grufa or ketumah. So the laser tag trip in the matzah bakery went from bad to worse when the kids hiding next to the wall of the unbanked kira were almost burned by flames that suddenly flared up, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani said in the name of Oshia, that if one did ketumah in a kira and it flared up again, one may leave hot water and fully cooked food on it. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Oshia need to teach us this, since we might have thought that once the kira flared up again, it reverts to its original status as a kira that had no ketumah, and would therefore be forbidden to leave food on it that improves while it condenses. That's mitzdamek v'yafalo. So the laser tag trip in the matzah bakery went from bad to worse when the kids hiding next to the walls in the unbanked kira were almost burned by flames that suddenly flared up, and all the dishes containing flour started to deteriorate. Which reminds us of Nachman ruled that one cannot leave a food that improves as it condenses, that's mitzdamek v'yafalo, on a kira without ketumah, but one may leave a food that deteriorates as it condenses. That's mitzdamek v'ralo. And Rav Nachman further clarifies that as a general rule, anything that contains flour deteriorates as it condenses. It's mitzdamek v'ralo. So once again, the laser tag trip in the matzah bakery went from bad to worse when the kids hiding next to the wall, the unbanked kira, were almost burned by flames that suddenly flared up, and all the dishes containing flour started to deteriorate. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.